the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
Spring football is underway at the college level. I can't get enough of this stuff. Honestly, I can't. I can talk college football all day long. Now, what's fun about spring football is right around the corner, we also have the NFL draft. And we'll have the first round of the draft right here on KOAL. I'll be joined by Chris Winfrey. We'll have a live podium feed to Roger Goodell. We'll be able to bring you the selections in live time. I look forward to that day every single year, the NFL draft on April 27th. It's coming up 16 days away. Now, that does actually impact the Utah Utes because I believe the Utes are going to have a first-round pick. And I also think they have a great chance to get a second-round pick out of Marcus Williams as well. So while that's fun to talk about with the Utes, you also want to get familiar with who's replacing the likes of Bowles and Williams and Dimmick, some of the guys that we expect to get drafted. That's what spring football is all about. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have head coach Kyle Whittingham. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet, Jordan.
Coach, we'll start by talking about spring practice. I mean, this is an exciting time, I know, for Ute fans in general, because you start to get that itch for some college football, and so it's almost like throwing some table scraps to us. Spring practice has been going on now for a while. You guys have the spring game coming up this weekend. How have things gone?
Real well. You know, we're 11 practices into it. We got four to go. Big scrimmage today. We have a lot of live work today, and it's probably the most important practice of the spring is this final scrimmage. And of course, you have the spring game on Saturday, but you don't have as much, as many of the starters playing in that spring game. And so, we need to get good work today and finish off right. We have the final practice will actually be Tuesday after the spring game, so that's a little bit different for us. Typically, the spring game has been the culmination of spring ball, but this year we had the opportunity to get one more in after that. So we got to finish strong.
You just don't have a whole lot of time when we talk about spring practices and spring football in general. What's the most difficult part for a head football coach in this regard?
Well, it's maximizing your time and making sure you're getting the most out of it. The NCAA has really put quite a few restrictions on how much time you get to spend with the athletes, and which in the big picture is probably a good thing. You know, it makes sure that they have time to do what the main reason why they're here, which is go to school. And so, what you got to do is make sure that you utilize your time and get as much done as you can and as efficiently as you can.
Let's talk about Troy Taylor. I mean, as far as maximizing time, I know it's probably quite the process to implement a brand new offense. How have things gone in that regard?
Very smooth transition. The players have really embraced his scheme and his offense. There's a lot of similarities in the run game, so there's not a whole lot new there. But he's got some very good concepts and route structures that I think are really going to help us.
He's had a lot of success throwing the football, which I think works hand-in-hand with the question you probably get asked most, and that's the quarterback battle. And you've been quite clear that it's 1, 2, and 3, Troy Williams, Tyler Huntley, and Cooper Bateman. And that hasn't changed at all during spring practice. How have these guys been able to work with Coach Taylor in the new offense?
Well, it's been a very good fit. I mean, they're all excited about the new fundamentals and techniques that he's brought to the quarterback position. He's got some unique ideas and some ways and some things that he does that are very, very cutting edge, I guess you could say. And so they're excited about that, and they're all three working hard. It's been great competition, and by no means is that competition over once spring ball ends. We'll have opportunity for those guys to compete in fall as well, and that's what it's all about. It's about competing and playing your best each day.
You talk about competing. How much growth have you seen in Troy Williams?
A bunch. And you typically see that in all JC players their second year. The first year, they're kind of getting their feet wet and trying to figure things out at Division I level, although Troy had the advantage of being in the Washington program as a freshman. And so he, in fact, for 2 years, and so he came with a little bit more knowledge than most junior college players. But you can see his growth and development really daily.
Coach, I know recently you talked about getting Zach Moss back out there, which is obviously huge for this team as well. How's he look since he's been able to return?
It's been great to have him back. He's been back, I think, three practices now, and He'll be going live today in the scrimmage, and he's going to be an integral part of our run game in the fall, and so he needs to be out there getting these reps.
So spring, it's kind of a is it kind of a touchy subject when you talk about a running back? I mean, how much you allow them to get hit, how much contact you actually allow. I know I've talked to you in the past. I mean, if we're talking about Joe Williams or if we were talking about Devontae Booker, it seems like there's always somewhat of a limit on what they can or what you will allow them to do, right?
There is, and that's really on a proven commodity like those two guys you just mentioned. The backs we have right now are all trying to prove themselves, and even though Zach played some significant snaps last year, he's still a guy that's a work in progress and needs all the practice time he can get. And so when you have an established back that's a returner like those two guys, or when you had a Matt Asiata coming back for his senior year or John White. I mean, there's been several backs in the past that you kind of put in bubble wrap, during spring ball. But this is not one of those springs. We don't have a guy that is a proven, 1,000-yard guy, and so they're all getting their turns and hopefully making the most of them.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Kyle Whittingham of the Utah Ute football team. Coach, let's move over to the defensive side of the ball. Recently, you really, I guess we could say, you were happy with the performance of Julian Blackman. I mean, the secondary in particular, you've been happy with the way these guys have looked during spring practice.
We have. They've done a good job, and it was a complete rebuild in the secondary outside of Chase Hansen. We lost all four of the other starters, and even most of the backups at the other positions graduated as well, especially at corner. And so Chase has done a really nice job combining with Corion Ballard at the safety position. Corion came in as a junior college player, a transfer, and really is taken to our system and our scheme and just done a fine job. And then the corners are really progressing as well. And it starts with Julian Blackman and Casey Hughes. Those two guys are running with the ones right now. And Terrell Burgess is doing a nice job. He's getting a lot of reps at nickel. And Nigel King. And then you're going to combine those guys with the guys that we got coming in this summer, Jalen Johnson and Tariq Lewis and Marquise Blair and Javelin Guidry. Then we think we can, once those guys get here, we think we're going to have a lot of depth in the secondary and a lot of very good young players.
How's the defensive line look? I mean, Bradley and Kyle Fitz is starting to do more and more. I know that as well. So how's the defensive line looked?
Very solid. We've had Kylie Fitz on the shelf for most all of spring. He's been doing a little bit of individual work the last three or four practices, but he won't get any live work this spring. Lowell Lotulelei is out for the entire spring. Filippo Mokofisi has been out for a good portion of spring with some minor bumps and bruises. But overall, we think we're going to be, produce a formidable line just like we have in years past. And we've got some very good young players, again, that aren't here yet that will be coming in to bolster that, as well as a junior college transfer, John Pennicini. And so when all is said and done, we think we're going to have one of the top defensive fronts in the Pac-12.
You guys lost a lot of talent at a graduation, and that always happens. I mean, obviously, it's just part of the game. However, is there anyone that's noticeable missing in your eyes during spring ball? So, an individual player that you look at and say, okay, we're missing this type of leadership, or we're missing this individual in this particular spot, and it's glaring. Has that happened?
Well, there's so many talented guys that graduated this year. I mean, four of our five offensive linemen were at the combine, and looks like they'll all get drafted. And Marcus Williams in the secondary. I guess you could say the two guys are Garrett Bowles and Marcus Williams, because we weren't sure we were going to lose those guys because they were only juniors. And so those are the guys that maybe we weren't completely planning on exiting. But I think they made the right decisions for them personally. And so I would just say that it's a group effort trying to get those guys replaced, because, like I said, there were so many. There were so many of them. One scout told me there we might have 8 or 10 guys make an NFL roster this fall, which I believe will be an all-time high. So we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, do you pay attention to the NFL draft, Coach? Is that something that you make sure you watch, especially when you have this many players who could hear their names called?
Oh, sure. We're very interested in our guys and hoping, for the best and like to see them all get drafted in good situations. And we are definitely interested in what goes on in the draft. In fact, I'm going back to the draft this year when you have a first-rounder like Garrett Bowles and potentially a very high first-rounder, the NFL invites you back to the draft and you get to see it firsthand.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And I would assume, Coach, that Marcus Williams is probably a second or third-round pick. I would assume.
I hope so. You know, I think, if he can, he might even sneak into the early part of the second round. We'll see. And all it takes is one team to really like you.
Right.
And if one team really likes you enough, then that's all that matters. And so he's a very talented kid. And I think he was the best free safety in the country last year.
We'll end with this, Coach. Saturday, it's the big game, the scrimmage game, the red and white game. A lot of people get up for this particular contest. What's the biggest thing in your eyes that you want to take away from this day on Saturday?
Well, it's a chance to get a look at a lot of the younger players that haven't played for us a whole bunch and see what they can do in a game-like situation. And a lot of the starters will be held out. That's our MO, and that's always been the case in the spring game. And so the thing we want to see is who are that next group of guys coming up through the system that can potentially help us out this fall. And so we need to get a good look at them in a game-type atmosphere.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you again for always making time for us. Best of luck the rest of spring ball, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Okay, Jordan, appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Always fun to get Coach Witt on the show and get some perspective on what's happening. Do not forget the spring game this Saturday at Rice-Eccles Stadium. You'll get that feel for college football. You need it, too. I know you do. We've got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll move over, talk NBA basketball. The Utah Jazz get win 50 last night. They'll try to get win 51 tomorrow when they take on the San Antonio Spurs. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.